The Health Fix Podcast teaches you how to take charge of your health naturally by giving you the information you need to elevate your health.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Today's episode, we are talking with Sharon Polsky. She is the owner, trainer, and brains behind Unleashed Women's Fitness Studio. They're based in Long Beach area in California, but she's all online thanks to COVID, and she's killing it online. She's got a great live program that is a great community platform for women helping each other to overcome obesity, diabetes, hormone issues, recovering from abuse, autoimmune issues, and so much more. And you know what? She's been doing this for almost 2 decades, which is pretty darn cool because you don't see longevity like this. So you know that Sharon has a wealth of information. And today we're going to be talking all about how to get real about preventing holiday weight gain and how fitness and nutrition are the foundation for much more than just getting healthy. So Sharon, thank you for coming on The Health Fix.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So it's been a heck of a year, and folks are talking about the COVID-19, and now we're headed into Christmas time, and it's like, oh boy, we want to keep it from becoming the COVID-50+. So what are some things that folks need to be thinking about on the, like, the basis? Because I think we all kind of know, but we just don't do it. What is it? What can we do? What can we start with?
So I always tell people, no matter if we're in COVID or any other situation, you're going to have your 5 building blocks of health and wellness. And your 5 building blocks of health and wellness are sleep, stress management, water, nutrition, and exercise. I like to use the term movement because we don't always have time to exercise, but we have time to move, go for a walk, do something seated in our chairs. So those are going to be our 5 building blocks of health and wellness. And I think that they are so important. Now, when we're in a situation like COVID, it's going to polarize all of those things. So I'm never going to tell people bring up stress immediately or sleep immediately. And they say, I don't have time to sleep. Or of course I have stress. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Absolutely. Of course you do. It's how you manage stress. It's how you manage sleep. It's about how you manage your water. So I'm not saying avoid stress or you have to sleep 12 hours a day. And the more sleep you get, the better you'll be. You have to learn to manage those 5 things, and they work synergistically and really will help you not only overcome weight loss, but as we just said, Hashimoto's is a huge plague on women today. I get more clients every day that are diagnosed. And those are the 5 building blocks for those clients. I have a neurotransmitter disorder, and those are my 5 building blocks. And so we all just, if we just focus on those and take a little bit of a step back, I think we're all going to get through this pretty well.
Yeah, no, these are, you know, they're common things. We talk about them a lot, but we try to like jump over them as if there's some hack or there's some like magical pill that's going to propel us into magic land, you know, but no, these are very, you know, foundational things to be thinking about. Now, when it comes to fitness, since this is unleashed as it is, and in terms of fitness, what are some of the things that you want to think about in terms of movement as you're headed into the holidays? Because a lot of people will be like, okay, so if I don't eat all day and I eat like a big old meal, then the next day I can fast and work out extra. What's your stance on that? How should we be moving around the holidays?
So I love that you brought that up. I'm going to rewind it slightly, but I promise I'll address your question. Totally. So the biggest thing is one meal won't make you fat. So I say it, and I use the term fat because people go, did she just call me fat? And they listen. Like there's something about when I say, don't gain weight or don't, it's too soft pedaled. So one meal won't make you fat. So that's the most important thing, that you should fully enjoy that meal. I'm going to talk about Thanksgiving for a second. Thanksgiving, what's the problem with saying Thanksgiving is not the fact Thanksgiving dinner. It's the fact that you make enough food for 4 days, right? Because Thanksgiving is on a Thursday. And so we're going to eat those leftovers because we really don't want to cook after cooking Thanksgiving dinner. And that carries over to 4 meals. That's when it becomes problematic. So in terms of a holiday meal, we start Hanukkah this week as well. And so in terms of holiday meals, one meal you should fully enjoy. And to your point, We need to move. So we don't need to fast and we don't need to wait to eat and we don't need to punish ourselves exercising the next day. But what we need to do is slowly move a little bit more this week than we did last week. And then going into that Christmas week or that Hanukkah week or whatever holiday that you celebrate, go for an extra 20-minute walk every day. Go, if you are somebody that works out every day, just add a little bit extra every day, 20 minute here, 20 minute there. So when you increase that movement, I'm really not worried about the fat burning or the calorie burning piece of it. I'm worried about the metabolic system. So when we eat these big meals, it weighs down our metabolic system. But conversely, it can also spark our metabolic system. So if we eat very, very clean all the time and we have this one open meal, our body might speed up its metabolism. So I always want to look at things in terms of metabolic function in your metabolism. So if you add that 20-minute walk every day prior to your big meal for 5 to 10 days, or move 20 minutes more this week than you did last week, you're going to slowly speed up your metabolism so then it can handle those extra calories throughout that holiday weekend. And you might even get, you know, a little dessert out of it. You might get a glass of wine out of it. But those are two other rabbit holes.
Yes, that, I mean, definitely we could go on a rabbit hole about the drinking during the holidays. And I think right now, from what I'm hearing from my patients, is unfortunately, because they're home, it's easier to crack open a bottle of wine. It's easier to get into these kind of things. Whereas when you're at work, you can't exactly bring your bottle of whatever
your habits, right? So, you know, as a doctor, and I've worked in this industry for almost 20 years, that everything is about creating habits for our clients. We either are helping our clients create healthy habits or unhealthy habits. And so that's actually why I'm so strict about the one holiday meal won't make you fat, because I don't want my clients to diet. I think this diet mentality, my mom was obese till the day she died. And she was always on a diet her entire life. I mean, my earliest memories of 9 years old was my mom struggling with her weight and being on a diet. We know diets don't work. So we should just eat pretty healthy. We know fill our meals with vegetables. High fiber speeds up our metabolism. It makes our stomach happy. We have to chew, which adds saliva, which is a digestive enzyme to our food. So add some vegetables to your meals. Try to eat balanced all the time. So then when special occasions come around, you can have these awesome special occasion meals without any guilt and without any dieting. Just enjoy them and then go back to normal the next day and you will be fine. I promise.
I think that's a very important and reassuring thing for a lot of folks to hear, because I've spent most of my life watching, you know, when my mom was alive, same thing, every diet she tried it. I went along with it because I was like, oh, okay, I need to do this. And yeah. It creates this like crazy metabolism, yes, but also mindset of like, and connection with food where you're like, what the heck? So you go into the holidays and you're like, okay, you almost have this thought going like, okay, how am I going to tackle this day? What am I going to do? How many cookies can I keep myself to, you know? And it creates this negative connotation where like, it just like your mind just goes crazy.
Well, and it is based in reality, right? Because when we eat those holiday meals, there's a lot more sodium and salt in that food than what we would normally eat. So you do gain instant weight from a holiday meal. You do. I mean, I'm not going to lie to people. You do. But it's a lot of it's water weight. I mean, what we eat today is what we look like 2 and 3 weeks from now. That's the way our metabolism works. So when I eat a big meal, I didn't gain 10 pounds of body fat overnight. I feel like I did. My hands are full. My jeans don't fit the same way they did the day before. But that's water. And so if you are already drinking a gallon of water a day leading up to your holidays, which we all should be, and I'm the worst at it, I will admit it. That is probably my hardest thing, is getting my water, because I don't want to stop to go pee. So I'm busy in my day. So I'm like, okay, I only have time for a bathroom break at noon. So at 11, I'm going to start chugging some water so I can go to bed. It's silly, the cycle we get into. But you are going to gain water weight from that holiday meal. But you're also going to lose that water weight in 3 days, which you can't lose body fat in 3 days. So to me, I get to eat whatever I want on a holiday. and then I'm going to lose it all in 3 days and it's just water weight. That's worth it to me. To me, it's worth it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I think we have to be thinking about the mind here a little bit and all of the damage we do to our mind by telling ourselves we can't have these holiday things or, you know, we're just going to go crazy and then we're just going to keep eating the food. Because yes, the 12 days of Christmas I joke about because of you literally are eating a big meal every single time. And then Hanukkah, I mean, now you have celebration. No, you know, if you don't celebrate Hanukkah, you just do kind of because you just eat 12.
Yes. Well, there's also like Hanukkah food that is only available during Hanukkah. And so my dad's 87. And so I live with my dad and I take care of him amidst this pandemic. So I have to be so careful not to bring anything home. And so right now is Hanukkah food. And my dad's like, babe, can you get me this and that? It's, none of it is stuff any of us should be eating on a daily basis. But again, my dad hasn't left the house in 9 months. So I'm bringing him whatever Hanukkah food he wants. And then again, can you be a little self-indulgent during the holidays? Of course you can. Do you need to worry about the 5 pounds you gained during the holidays? No, because I know you're going to work it off. If you're somebody that already has those habits that we were just talking about, those fundamentals already in place, if you fall off the rails for a week, you're going to get right back on it because there's going to be a moment that you look in the mirror and go, it's time to get my stuff back together. I need to get back and get focused. The problem is most of my clients that struggle with weight loss and weight gain don't even have mirrors in their houses. They'll have a scale that they'll step on every single day that just is, again, creating these problematic mind issues, but they don't own a mirror. And I'm like, that mirror tells you 100 times more than what a scale will ever teach you.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Absolutely. So are you in the camp of recommending getting one of those big, like full body mirrors you can get a hold of so that you can see what's going on?
Yeah, I love mirrors. I mean, I'm surrounded by them. I work in a fitness studio all day. I've got 2 full walls of mirrors and they do hold me way more accountable than a scale has ever held me accountable in my life. Like I can blow sunshine up my butt about a scale. I can be like, oh, that's because I had so much sodium yesterday. And no, I mean, you learn to play the game on both sides, but mirrors are pretty honest. I actually like those long mirrors from Target or Walmart has them or Amazon has them, but those long mirrors are so great. They slip on the back of a door and they are pretty accurate. So, you know, mirrors can be distorted, right? If a mirror is hung upside down, you look thicker. And that's the trick. When you go to a retail store, they hang the mirrors upside down to make you look thinner. And so, yes, really, it's so crazy. So I like those long mirrors. They're pretty accurate. They'll give you a pretty good depiction of what you look like.
Nice. Now, see, I need to talk to the retail stores about the white light that makes every single cellulite dimple come out. They can flip the mirrors all they want, but that.
Well, and it's all top light too. Could you put some light on the front of me? Like I have these huge dark circles under my eyes when I go to try on clothes. I'm not looking at the way the clothes fit. I'm looking in the mirror at the fact that I just aged 20 years by walking into your store. It's so weird. Like, just put what they should do is those mirrored lights, like you do when you get your makeup done, those light mirrors or your hair done.
I think we have a future consulting business going on when folks can come back in and try on clothes again.
Yeah.
We need those lights. Like, because if you're going to hang the mirror upside down and try to look at better, you might as well get rid of that overhead lighting.
Or how about the dressing rooms with no lighting?
Those are fun. Then you're like, I don't even know what's happening, right?
You hold your cell phone up with the cell phone light.
I've done that.
I have done that.
Oh my gosh. Secrets told right now here on the podcast. Oh my goodness. So we were talking a lot about the five core things, the sleep, the water, the stress management, the movement, and the nutrition. And in particular, one is the big things that I find a lot of people struggling with is really the stress management and using exercise a little bit too much for stress management.
For sure. Sure.
Have you seen that happen? And what's your recommendation around this time of year? I know you had said the 20 minutes around the meals, but in terms of just your regular workout routines, do you have people kind of adjusting a little bit, working on the mindset a little bit around those?
So yes. And when I started talking about those five building blocks 20 years ago, when I started my business, it was actually four building blocks. I didn't have exercise in there. And the reason why I didn't have exercise in there was because if you have high stress, which means you have high cortisol, and you add exercise on top of high stress, exercise is actually stress on the body and it will make your cortisol go up. That's why we see these people that work out a lot and aren't losing weight. One of the many reasons we see that. So it used to be those four building blocks. And then I did have clients that were really good at stress management. And I was like, okay, I really need to use movement. So that's why I took, I don't really say exercise. Usually I say movement because we do, the human body was designed to move. So it really should be one of those building blocks. But yes, to your point, we need to be so careful about overstressing the body, using exercise as a stress relief. Okay. And what made me really start thinking about this were three things. People that run and are addicted to running, because I hate running. And I was like, I would never run if anybody paid me. Like there can't be anything to get me to run. I'm not doing a marathon. I'm not doing anything like that. And then I started talking to my clients. It wasn't about like exercise. It was about a fundamental need to feel abused like that. Like the way the concrete feels when they hit it, the way that like vibrates through their bodies, the way they feel out of breath. It is really hard. Running's very hard on your body anyway. It's hard on your connective tissues. It's hard on your joints. We don't really have great areas to run if we live in cities, right? We run on a lot of concrete. So running's very hard on the body. So I would say people had really bad injuries and they were still running. So running was one. Yoga was another one. We all want to go do yoga because the meditative benefits. Yeah. You go into a yoga class in Santa Monica, California with 80 people in the class and people are there for the sensation, the heart, like how hard can they make their yoga class? I mean, yes, they're still breathing, but they're really actually abusing their bodies. And so I started really looking at that and seeing like what we use as stress management has to not cause further stress throughout our system, especially our neurological system that takes the brunt of everything. And I truly believe that our neurological system is not getting fed well enough by the foods we eat. And so it's got like an onslaught of assault coming from every direction. And so for me, the biggest one for stress management is journaling. Nobody journals anymore. They don't even write a calendar anymore. I mean, they use their phone for everything. So the number one thing I give all of my clients to do is pen to paper journaling. And it fixes everything from sleep. Like I'll have a client, she wakes up at 4 a.m. every morning and I'll say, why? She'll go, I don't know. I can't get back to sleep. Journal. The minute you wake up at 4 a.m., journal why you just woke up. Fixed her sleep problems in a matter of 5 days. She wasn't aware of it. She would just kind of habits again, get into the habit of just getting, oh, well, I'm up anyway. I might as well get out of bed and start my day and do this. And she would just get into that habit. So she stopped the habit, which made her aware that she could fall back asleep. She just didn't bother falling back asleep. And we improved her sleep. We took her from sleeping 4 hours a night to 8 hours a night. And she said to me, but I don't need 8 hours of sleep. I'm like, yes, but you do need 8 hours of sleep. Just because you can survive on 4 hours of sleep doesn't mean you don't need it. The human body has this incredible way of accepting the terrible circumstance that you put it in. And so sleep is free. Journaling is free. Water can be free once you get the filter to filter it. I mean, it's like there's so many things that we can do that help us. We don't have to spend a lot of money for. And those are my three favorite free ones. Journaling, sleeping, drinking water. The rest of all, even movement for that matter, walking's free, right? So for the most part, we can get through it.
Oh no, those are amazing. I took the little note there in terms of journaling to get you back to sleep, because that's one that I've not tried for folks. And I'm like, I'm gonna write that down and make that as a note for my podcast notes for this one at drjkrausnd.com. So everyone can take a look at those notes there. And I did notice that you had a blog post on yoga versus cardio. And kind of talked probably a little bit about some of the details we just talked about now.
I probably should do a second blog post on yoga versus cardio and show how they're similar in that respect. That yoga versus blog post, this is fascinating. I compete in fitness competitions. I've done it for many, many years. I retired for a little while, and then this year I came out of retirement into a pandemic. And so I got to compete virtually, which was a whole other crazy scenario. But I couldn't do cardio anymore because I have a neurotransmitter disorder. And so when I would do cardio, it would overproduce my cortisol. Mm. And so then if you're overproducing cortisol, you can't get down to 7% body fat in order to compete. And so I was like, what can I do to get my body fat low at the same level? And I started doing yoga. And I started doing a lot. I'd always done a little bit of yoga because I did fitness competitions where we do the routines. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that stuff comes from yoga, like the arm balances and all of that comes from Ashtanga yoga. So I was like, I did yoga anyway, but I didn't use it for this purpose. So for the last competition I did, and I was third in the world, I actually used yoga to replace cardio. And I got down to 7% body fat using yoga instead of cardio.
Interesting.
It's really interesting. Now people will say, yeah, but you did an hour and a half of exercise doing yoga, what you could have accomplished in 45 minutes running on a treadmill. First of all, I'm not running on a treadmill. It's miserable. But that hour and a half of yoga has so many other benefits. For instance, the breath work, for instance, the meditation, for instance, all the other things. So I did Ashtanga yoga for the 3 months leading up to my show, and I was 7% body fat and didn't do any cardio. So it wasn't really the purpose for me was to get my body fat down. But what it showed me was I could take my clients that are those diehard cardio people, yeah, and get them off the treadmill and get them onto the yoga mat. And we're now going to manage their cortisol and their neurotransmitters, which to me is the most important thing to do right now.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes, it is. And I think this is huge to hear you talk about that, because I think a lot of people kind of, let's say, poo-poo the idea of yoga when they are fitness like addicts. Let's put it that way. Especially your folks who do the CrossFit, especially folks who are even into powerlifting and a lot of the HIIT workouts and things. They're like, there's no way that you can lose fat doing yoga. And here you are to tell us that it's true, because even in my mindset, I am one of those people that I like the pain, and it is something that it gets the endorphins up. And maybe that's why I'm an acupuncturist. I don't know, needles, weird things. Not that needles hurt all the time, folks, just so you know. But you know, I wonder if I, you know, myself would focus more on Ashtanga yoga, what that might do. I'm kind of thinking this could be a great experiment to report back and reach back out to you and let you know how it goes.
For sure. And I will say, I have this argument with CrossFit powerlifters, those people, all the time. Their perception is that yoga is laying on a yoga mat. I then take these people with me to an Ashtanga yoga class, and they can't even make it through 35 minutes of it. Because there's two reasons. First reason is the human body adapts to whatever exercise it's currently doing. So if you take it out of that adaptation and take it into a totally different modality, it's going to shock the system. Anytime you shock the system, we lose weight. I mean, we just see that. So if I started doing CrossFit tomorrow, which I'm not going to do because I love what I do, but if I started doing CrossFit tomorrow, I would lose probably 5 pounds in the first 3 weeks because my body is so not used to doing that high volume, high speed weightlifting. I lift weights every day here, but I don't do that. So, you know, if we throw something new at our bodies, it changes. The other thing people are so resistant to yoga about is they say, I'm not flexible, so I can't do yoga. That's literally like saying, I'm not fit, so I can't work out. The whole point of yoga is to improve your flexibility. So what's really awesome about strength is if you're a really strong person, you will adapt from the flexibility. So the strength will take over and you don't have to be as flexible until you become more flexible over time. Strength and flexibility work synergistically. So it is kind of nice. If you're a really strong person, you're probably going to do really well in yoga. As long as the teacher is teaching, like I have my favorite yoga teachers that teach amazing classes and they teach to beginner, intermediate, and advanced, and they know how to modify for you. That's going to be the key to it. Am I going to take like somebody who's never done yoga before to an Ashtanga master that refuses to modify because he thinks everybody should just do it that way? No, I wouldn't do that. But I think yoga is so appropriate for everybody, including older people. They can do chair yoga, including children. Oh my gosh, the research coming out on children and ADD and introducing yoga early in childhood development is amazing. The research that came out of France on it is like, I love it when my moms are like, Sharon, you need a daytime yoga class that I can do with my daughter. Yes, I'll put it up on the live stream. Please get your children involved in it early. So it's just, there's just so many benefits to it and it can benefit anybody, just like weightlifting. Like I tell my yoga people that are yoga only, you need to start lifting some weights. You've got to start doing weight bearing activity. We've got to, for bone density and muscular strength and joint strength. And we have to cross train. And the reason this is so important, especially during the holidays, is if you have more muscle mass, you're going to burn fat more efficiently. So you can have more of those holiday meals. If you don't have a lot of muscle mass, your metabolism's not very fast. And so if I could get people to be more well-rounded, let's do a little yoga. Let's do a little weight training. And then we need to do a little cardio to keep the heart and the lungs healthy. You can attack just about anything.
So I'm guessing from how you're describing this, that your live programs now and your programs when you can be in your studio are all about a mix and match of a variety of things.
Yeah. So I always got called the fitness bully at my studio. So people would come in to take my step aerobics class and then they would go to leave and I would be like, wait, why are you leaving? That was only 30 minutes. Well, how about you just stay and try to take my weights class? But you can take as many breaks as you want, just stay. And then all the girls around me would say, yeah, just stay and take another class. And you would find people that had no intention of doing any more than 30 minutes of exercise. They would end up staying for an hour and a half or 2 hours. So that was kind of the style of my studio to begin with. So then when I created Unleashed Live, I wanted to not only appeal to my clients, and we went live in 24 hours. So we got locked down on the pandemic. The city gave us till Monday to close our businesses. They informed us on a Thursday. I was live by that Friday. So it wasn't pretty right from the start. It definitely is much prettier now. 9 months later, I've invested a lot into it. But I wanted to make sure that my clients that were afraid to leave their houses, and a lot of them were, they weren't going to wait until Monday. They needed something tomorrow. Also, if they got out of the habit of working out, they were going to just not get back into it. So 24 hours, we were on, I used Facebook Live, and we still use Facebook Live for a lot of our clients today, in addition to my own live platform. And we had the same variety of classes starting day one online that I had in the studio. And the reason why I do such a big variety of classes is you might think that you're only a yoga person, but you might get curious about my strength and stretch class, which is a combination of yoga, Pilates, and bodyweight strength training with no equipment. So that's kind of, and it's only 30 minutes long. So what do you have to lose just by trying it? So these people that are yoga people will hear me at the end of my yoga class talk about strength and stretch. And on the days that they only have 30 minutes, we'll go, maybe I'll try Sharon's 30-minute class since I don't have an hour to take a different class. And then during strength and stretch, I'll talk about my ballet bar class. So when we're doing the arms and strength and stretch, I'll say, this is just like in my bar classes, how we use the floor for leverage to tone our legs. And then they'll say, well, wait, I just did this 30-minute strength and stretch class to tone my arms. Yeah, I think I should try the ballet bar class to tone my legs. And there's really no equipment for that. You just put your hands on the back of a chair. And then eventually these clients that came in as only yoga clients are now taking my 30-minute hardcore weights for women's classes. So, and then the other way is I have these weights for women clients and they'll say, God, maybe I should try a yoga class. I'll try Sharon's yoga basics because, so it's so funny. It works both ways, but it's a great way to experiment. And here's the best part about doing classes online. Nobody's there to look at you. You can make a complete fool out of yourself and nobody's there looking at you. Nobody's laughing at you. You can be on the wrong foot. And it's so funny, people that would have never dreamed of taking a step class because they were so intimidated by walking into an aerobics room or a gym and taking a step class, take my step classes online all the time. They even buy steps and they're so into it now. They would have never tried it. I call it the magic of COVID. There are so many magical things that have come out of this pandemic, and people experimenting, I think, is one of the biggest things.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Absolutely. And giving them so much to offer is awesome. I did take a look at everything that you had and I was like, oh, your earpiece down.
I know. And I don't know if it's my microphone side or my hearing side. So when I laugh, my jaw bones pop them out of my ears. It's the funniest little thing. And I'm on my fourth set. So there we go.
No big deal. No big deal. So yeah, I was looking through your site and you had like all of these, I was looking at, wow, she offers so many different things. Like folks anywhere could benefit really. And with the live, I'm like, this is a benefit of COVID. I think a lot of us really didn't think about how we could create our workouts at home. But the best part for you though, is how connected, like you were saying, we'll try this, but try that. You have a tribe. And you're really connecting with your folks. And that's something that I don't think a lot of online gym coaching coaching and gym folks really do. They'll give the workouts and then they're done with you. And so that's what we love.
Yeah. So I totally agree with you. Everybody can go on the Beachbody's app and get a variety of classes to take. Sean T teaches great classes. His energy is amazing. It's contagious. As much as they say you're part of a community, you're not. It's not a new class every day. They're all staged classes. They're really pretty to look at. They're very effective classes, but there's no connection. And so because Unleashed Live was created from an actual brick and mortar business that was a community of women that have been together for 18 years, when we transferred over online, they came with me. So you don't just get me. You get this community of women that are there to help you and they want you to be successful. And when they don't see you log on for a few weeks, they'll be like, and then they see you come back. Oh, I'm so happy you're back. I don't have to do that piece of it. So it's really nice to have that tribe. But the other thing that I was hell-bent on when Live launched is it cannot just be fitness classes that you can get anywhere else. I created proprietary classes to give you the most out of the very little amount of time you have. So I have everything from a 10-minute seated strength and stretch class that you can do between your Zoom calls. And if you do three of those throughout your day, that is a 30-minute cumulative class. Turn your laptop around and turn off your technology for 10 minutes and work on your health just for 10 minutes. And because my clients were complaining, oh, my back pain, my digestion's been off since I've been sitting so much. I was like, I need to create a class for that. So I did 10-minute class. Then I have 25-minute classes. And then in the evenings, I do what's called a triple threat. It's three classes on one continuous stream that were designed to go together. And so I'm really giving you a lot. It's a one-stop shop. For everything you could want, from yoga to weights to aerobics. And then I also add in nutrition and coaching. So you get all three things. I mean, what attracts most people are the classes, and that's what I want you to be attracted to. But if you're hanging out with me anyway, I'd love to help you with your nutrition. And really, coaching is just those five building blocks. I'm just going to coach you through how to be better at sleep. And there's so many great sleep resources and books today that weren't even available 10 years ago. And then how to start journaling. And so I use those 5 building blocks for the coaching piece. So if you're going to hang out with me anyway, I might as well give you some healthy eating, nutrition advice, and I might as well give you some coaching advice. So really, it has become a one-stop shop for anything women need. And I will say this, people accuse me of discrimination all the time. They're like, what about men? What about us? Honestly, men's metabolic systems and women's systems are so different. Men have testosterone. Men have a lot of different things that make their needs different. I like to keep our community what it is. It's really women between the ages of 30 and 50, 55. They all have been on similar journeys. They're all ethnicities. And we really just focus on what do women need to become healthier and happier. I don't talk about weight loss. I don't care how much you weigh. It doesn't matter. I want people to stop dieting because I know if I make you healthy and happy, you will be the weight that your body is made to be. It just happens on its own. So it's pretty simple.
No, it's awesome. It's awesome. And I love it. It's just, yeah, women know women best. And that's why, you know, it's the best way to approach the business in this aspect. And you're doing great things. And I love all of the live stuff. And definitely, folks, let's go through the website. And so that folks can find you live and they could, you know, connect with you, Instagram, Facebook, if you have those, so that folks on the podcast can link up with you any way that they choose to.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So it's www.unleashed-live.com. That is the website. On the website, you get a money back guarantee. I will always give you a money back guarantee, and you get a 7-day free trial. So you really have nothing to lose. Try it out. And you can try out all the classes. There's even sample classes on the homepage. If you just click on it, it'll say sample classes. You can try one of every class I teach. That's all on the homepage. Then on Facebook, it's Sharon Polsky, P-O-L-S-K-Y, fitness expert. You'll also probably drift into my personal page. You're welcome to send me a friend invite there too. With a name like Sharon Polsky, there are no other Sharon Polskys in the world. So you're probably going to stumble onto me if you use that. And then on Instagram, again, it's Sharon Polsky is my coaching page. And then it's Unleashed, the number 4 women is the studio page for Unleashed and Unleashed Live. And I have a lot of different programs. So if you're somebody that is struggling with Hashimoto's and you want a coach for the nutrition side of that, I have a lot of Hashimoto's clients. That seems to be the number one thing that women are struggling with today. And we're seeing it, I'm sure you're really, really seeing it in acupuncture, but we're seeing it in all areas. And then weight loss. And then my favorite thing is diabetes reversal. You don't need to be type 2 diabetic. You don't need to be dependent on insulin. Please let me help you change that course. And it's not hard. And it is not dieting. It's how you eat. It's the combinations of foods. So those are like Unleashed Live, obviously, I'm really super passionate about. I love teaching my classes. But people with those silent illnesses like Hashimoto's and diabetes, I love working with them and helping them. And that's really my passion. My heart is there.
That is such a unique niche. And a lot of people are not working in that realm or addressing the concerns that go along with those two conditions in particular. And boy, I would love to dive in with those a little bit deeper. Should you want to come back and chat again, I think that could be an excellent topic to speak specifically about those who are trying to reverse diabetes and work with balancing out everything that comes with Hashimoto's.
Yes, yes. I think that they're, I think you and I could talk for hours and hours and hours because we're passionate about the same things. That's why I wanted to do a podcast with you. So yes, I would love to come back and talk about those things. But I want to end our conversation with saying that Your conditions are not your future. They don't need to be your future. And so we have so many professionals that are out there that really can help you, and it's affordable. I am an incredibly affordable professional. You don't need to take out a mortgage on your house to get help with your health problems. But the one thing you have to stop doing is Googling. You have to stop Googling diets, reversing diabetes, how to treat Hashimoto's. You have to stop that, because Google doesn't have an algorithm that tells you whether the information is accurate or not. So what I tell everybody, and your followers have already figured this out, you follow somebody that's a professional. You follow their podcasts. You follow their pages. You have to do it that way, because Google is actually taking you down the wrong rabbit hole. And that's why you think no diet has ever helped you, because you never hired me to create that nutrition plan for you. I assure you it helps. I assure you I can help you. I've helped thousands and thousands of people. And I assure you, you never have to diet again. And we can reverse your diabetes. And we can get your thyroid problems under control. We can manage your Hashimoto's and your fibromyalgia and things like that. We can't cure it, but we absolutely can help turn back the hands of time on a lot of these issues.
Absolutely. Oh, well said. Thank you so much, Sharon, for coming on. And we will look forward to chatting more about the specifics of the diabetes and the Hashimoto's, because I think this is something that's super overlooked in the fitness industry and something we definitely have a need for.
And I also think cancer. Cancer and nutrition. I know cancer doctors are so worried about their patients losing too much weight, and they can't go through chemotherapy. And so, but they don't address the sugar that those cancer patients are eating. And so nutrition is so fundamental in cancer, heart disease, diabetes, neurological conditions, thyroid. And it's the thing in America that we are turning a blind eye to as a community. The fitness community is turning a blind eye to it because we're not doing it the right way. We're doing it the dieting way. And the Western medical community is turning a blind eye to it. And we need to get a more Western and Eastern. We need to get them together a little bit. So yeah, I would love to have another conversation with you.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Janine.
Hey, health junkies. I hope you enjoyed my podcast. If you want to continue the conversation based on what topic I'm talking about at any given time on the Health Fix podcast, head over to my Facebook group, Find Your Health Fix. It's where we are talking about what's going on in health, what I'm talking about in the podcast. And I love to answer questions there. So come hang out and join the conversation. And by the way, right now I have a free Manage Your Stress Naturally course that you can grab on my website at drjkrausnd.com, because so many people are stressed out right now. And really, it has to do with the basics, your routines and simple habits that are messing you up. So head on over to drjkrausnd.com and go check out my free course on managing stress naturally. All right, folks, have a great day, whatever you're doing.
Subscribe, rate, and share info.